Well, hello everyone, and welcome to your Capricorn New Moon Manifest and Blessings Astrology Energy Report and Guided Meditation for December 23rd of 2022. I am Susan Saucier, your spiritual intuitive coach. Happy birthday to all the Capricorns out there. Please note that this report is for everyone. If you know your birth chart, you can look to see where Capricorn is, and it will help you know what area of your life you may be working on during this time. If Capricorn is your sun, moon, or rising sign, you will more than likely feel this a bit more deeply. Now, if you're interested in going directly to the guided meditation portion, I have placed a timestamp in the notes below, and if you're interested in what you may experience in your world over the next few weeks, well, then let's talk about that right now. Some positive aspects that you may encounter with this Capricorn new moon are: they are very ambitious, persistent and realistic, resourceful, very disciplined, diligent, responsible, loyal. They're a team player, reliable, and intelligent. And they are a cardinal sign as well, which means that they are usually a leader. And some negative aspects for Capricorn that may show up are being pessimistic, or a little bit more sensitive than usual, or stubborn, serious, and criticism. Their desire for perfection makes them very demanding to others. They can be unforgiving, they can be suspicious, and they can also be picky. Now, let's talk about this Capricorn new moon a little bit more. This is the last new moon of 2022. I cannot believe how fast this year has gone by. And this new moon is a super moon, which means you will feel the intensity of the message that it is bringing to you. New moons are a time of new beginnings. And while last month certainly indicated new chapters, this month you will find yourself noticing even more of what you wish to bring with you into 2023 and what you wish to plant in those seeds as well. It's interesting to note that this particular urge and desire to really step into new beginnings will keep showing up strong over the next few new moons as well as you begin 2023. Now, if you think back to January of 2022, this year, the new moon was also in Capricorn, and we're ending the year with a new moon in Capricorn. So think about that for a moment. What were you hoping for when you stepped into 2022? Maybe look at what your New Year's resolution was, or even what your intentions were to accomplish something by the end of the year in December of 2022, and how have you done with all of that? Either way, you're being reminded of what you were hoping this year would bring. Hopefully, you all have received a lot of your wishes. If not, no worries. This new moon is filled with a very intense energy to still bring those wishes into your life. As you traveled through 2022, you've been learning, you've been growing, you've been experiencing challenges you never thought you would ever have to experience, especially family needs and others wanting and needing your attention, relationship challenges, learning patience and discovering the true meaning of setting boundaries and honoring them. It has definitely had its ups and downs, but look how much you've learned and how much you've grown. With persistence, you have learned to embrace who you are and all the gifts you offer others. You have also learned where you are overgiving and people-pleasing so that you can stop serving others to the point where you have no energy left to serve yourself. 2023 will certainly bring that into your awareness. It will be a lot about taking care of you and going within, as opposed to 2022, where it was taking care of everything, everyone in your life, and trying to juggle it all. This particular new moon in Capricorn is reminding you to stand in your power. Recognize the incredible person you are. So instead of falling in the victim mentality, turn all those obstacles into your strengths. Instead of focusing on what isn't going right, focus on what is. And if you find yourself in a bind, dealing with chaos or drama, ask yourself, how can I use this opportunity to grow? After all, you called these situations and people into your awareness to do just that, to push your buttons so that you can learn, grow, and evolve. You may find during this full moon some deep wounds coming up to the surface. The reason for this is to guide you and help you understand the wounds you have experienced are like your medals of honor. They are your guidance system to help you navigate through life. Now, they can be difficult to live through, and they are your biggest teacher. You will feel the healing energy around you during this time if you're willing to sit quietly enough to experience this powerful vibration of healing during this new moon. So let those wounds come up and be willing to acknowledge that they have taught you in all different kinds of ways. Many of us want to run from what upsets us and what hurts us. But if you're willing to sit with those hurts, you may just find the answers you've been seeking to help you unblock some of those limiting beliefs and things that are keeping you stuck so that you can walk upon that path that you really desire to be on. Stop looking outside of yourself for happiness and joy and gratification because it is within you and it has been all along. So in closing, this Capricorn new moon is a great time to pull the parts of you up to the surface and let your wisdom and knowledge guide you. Your purpose in this lifetime is not some grand gesture for all to see. It is you honoring who you are on all levels. Remember that you are always equipped with everything you need to bring about your dreams. You did not come here to fail. You came here to succeed in experiencing everything that you set out to do. And that includes the yucky stuff too. After all, you would not know joy without sorrow, happiness without sadness, and love without hate. Now, we will be experiencing Mercury retrograde December 29th, so you are probably already feeling that energy shift. It will be retrograde until January 17th, so remember, you may still experience this type of energy a few weeks before and after. Remember, it's a great time to back up your computers, double check everything before you sign, and even your travel arrangements, and let Mercury retrograde assist you in reviewing, reestablishing, and reevaluating everything in your life, especially things that are related to your career and your image, authority, and really reflect on how you want to show up in the world going forward. Use this time to achieve what you desire and make an effort to take action and go for it. Allow the energy of this Capricorn new moon to tap into your ambition, your drive, your discipline, resourcefulness, and really focus on the objective you are seeking instead of just diving in with no brakes on. The new moon in Capricorn will bring you great energy to end 2022 with. And new chapters and new beginnings will be in place if you're willing to take the time to set your intentions. Go ahead and schedule some time where you can sit quietly and really visualize them, see them in your mind. Let your emotions really flow to the surface. Feel them as if it's actually happening right now. So for instance, if you are looking for something that will make you feel happiness, you want to feel that complete joy and happiness to connect to that vibration. Speak these things out loud. Act as if they're already happening. Talk about it like it's already done. And sometimes it's best not to share things with others because they can sometimes dampen what you're excited about and say, oh, that might not happen and whatever. And that's not up to them because you're creating, you're in the process of planting those seeds. So just keep it to yourself. Talk out loud if you have to, as if it's happening. Feel the joy, feel the excitement, and let it flow. And just know within the core of your being that it is so. I wish all of you a wonderful holiday season and a exciting happy new year as we begin to step into 2023 with so many wonderful new beginnings, and even reviewing and looking back at everything you've experienced over this past year and how you've grown so, so much. As always, remember that your angels, your guides, and your spirit team, they're right by your side, supporting you and cheering you on every step of the way. And even when you're feeling alone, always remember that you truly are never alone because you are surrounded by so much divine love and light with your angels and your spirit team and those who have perhaps crossed over that are watching over you. It is all within you, not outside of you. Remember that you are more than your pain, and you're more than your scars, and you're more than your fear. Why? Well, because you are amazing. If you're new to this channel, thank you so much for listening. I hope you'll join me every few weeks by hitting the subscribe button, notification bell, and introduce yourself in the comments section. I always love to hear from all of you. And if you found this helpful, please remember to share. To my current subscribers, I thank you so very, very much. I am truly honored to be spending time with you each month, and I really look forward to seeing your comments, and I just have so much gratitude for everyone and their support. Now, if you're interested in preparing your space for the full moon, I have put the link below for your convenience, and if you're ready to enjoy your full moon guided meditation, well, find a comfortable place and let's begin. Let's join together in love, peace, and harmony as we embark on this journey and connect with the new moon. We ask to be embraced in the highest vibration of pure divine love and pure healing white light, surrounding us with peace and safety and protection always. Allow any thoughts that come into your mind to simply drift up and away, knowing that you can tend to them later. Right now, it's your time to allow your body and your mind to just relax and let go. This is your time and your space, where you are granting and gifting yourself the opportunity to heal, nourish, rejuvenate, and replenish everything that your body is needing. Manifesting your heart's desires, liberating your most authentic self, setting boundaries and honoring them, declaring your intentions, and claiming your freedom. Now allow this beautiful frequency of high vibrational love and light to empower you. Place your hands gently on your heart and take in a nice, slow, deep breath in through your nose and release. Understanding when you inhale, you are inhaling new life and new beginnings. And when you exhale, you are releasing the old, letting go of what no longer is needed in your life. Now, once again, Breathe in new life and fill your lungs deeply, breathing in pure, vibrant energy. Now exhale and release the old and just let go. As you relax even deeper now, feeling your body surrender to this wonderful feeling of peace. Begin to notice how your body is responding. Your breathing is slowing down, and you're relaxing even deeper now as you enter into this process of creating your new world and reality. Now at this time, we ask for your spirit team to join us, and we also ask the archangels, calling in Archangel Michael from the south to bring in safety and protection in all areas of our lives. And we ask Archangel Raphael from the east to bring us healing as we reclaim our power and leave behind what no longer serves us. We call upon Archangel Uriel from the north and ask for stability and balance in our lives. And we call upon Archangel Gabriel from the west to shower us with pure cleansing white light, love, and peace as we heal old wounds and release limiting beliefs. Now at this time, set your intention to create a space for yourself to manifest your heart's desires, to heal your limiting beliefs and blocks, to manifest and to expand your awareness beyond the physical world, back into the higher dimensions, where all your wishes can connect with the new moon, planting those seeds, nurturing them, and allowing them to form into your reality for your highest good and the highest good of all, bringing you back into alignment, embracing these new beginnings, for they are waiting for your arrival. Bask in the energy of this new moon. Breathe life into your creative gifts and visions and ideas. Allow yourself to bring the darkest part of you forward, your shadow self, and shine your personal light upon your shadow self, illuminating what you need to release and let go of so that you can make room for what you truly desire deep within your heart. Allow the invitation from this new moon to start fresh and recalibrate your energy as it upgrades your level of consciousness to the dreams you long to make into your reality. Now say these words out loud or say them in your mind. Dear universe, dear divine intelligence, I am here to connect with spirit, truth, and love. Please make me a channel of your divine wisdom. Help me see clearly in all aspects, and help me tune into the greatest good in my heart these wishes I present to you, and they now manifest for the highest good of all concerned. Thank you. Thank you. Now dig deep into your heart and listen to what it's telling you. And ask yourself, is this what I truly want? Take a moment to connect with your heart. Set your intentions, letting the universe know that you are ready and open to receive the blessings that they are offering you. Now begin to see the words that you have written down in your mind or even on a sheet of paper when you write down all your wishes of what you want to come into your life. And begin to see each of these wishes unfolding right before you. Notice how it feels in your body, feeling the excitement and the joy and the happiness and the relief. Notice your surroundings, hearing whatever words may be spoken. Taking it all in. It's getting brighter and brighter. Everything in your surroundings, in your wishes and dreams, are now filled with beautiful bright colors, as if you've turned up the volume and you've turned up the dial so that you can see it and feel it and hear it and know it in every part of your being. Feeling as if you already have it and you're already living in that moment right now. Notice the sounds you hear, the things you see, the people you see. What words are you speaking? What are you hearing? Take all of it in. It's more vibrant and more colorful, and it's right there in front of you because you are standing in that moment right now, feeling everything even more intensely. Feel the excitement and the joy flowing through every part of you. You can feel the intense love and gratitude for these blessings. Hear yourself saying, I am so grateful for this prosperity and abundance in my life. I am so grateful that my wishes are happening in my life right now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Feel the feelings of your wishes fulfilled. The joy, the peace, the freedom, the happiness, the relief, the gratitude. As your vibration raises higher and higher, signaling to the universe and creating a perfect match with your vibration to bring all of this to you. And it is so. Now say these words in your mind or out loud. Dear universe and divine intelligence, I now hand over my wishes to you, for I know they are forming and manifesting into my reality. I am freeing myself from clinging to my wishes, for I know whatever is for my highest good is being created right now. I am excited for what is to come. I am excited for what is in front of me right now. I am excited for these new beginnings. I am ready for this new chapter. I'm so grateful for all that is happening in my world. I now surrender my desires to the universe, and I know that they come at the perfect time for me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Know that your intentions have been set, and your only duty is to make sure every day you feel those feelings within you of happiness, joy, and gratitude, and peace, and love, so that your vibration is attracting exactly what you want in your life. See it in your mind. Feel it, know it, and believe it. And it shall be yours. How will you feel when your wishes are here? Let all those emotions form into your energy field, creating belief and summoning the universe to respond. When you act as if it is already yours, it truly is already yours. Now slowly allow yourself to come back to the present moment, knowing that you have created and manifested your deepest heart's desires that are all for your highest good under this beautiful energy of the new moon. May your month ahead be filled with love and peace, happiness and bliss. And when you are ready, you can slowly begin to bring yourself back to the present moment, knowing that you will feel deeply joyful, at peace, and in a wonderful vibration of love and receiving. Thank you for joining me. Remember to hold space every day for your wishes. I'll see you on the next new moon. Namaste.